League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the show. Let's do some longer-term technical analysis. I'm joined with Zach Mir. Zach, we've got five slides to whiz through. I'm always interested in the primary trend. It's very easy to get shaken out by sort of the short-term movements. Without further ado, let's kick off with our first slide, courtesy of Incredible Charts and Colin Twiggs, the author of the popular Trading Diary newsletter. That's my tip of the day. If you haven't used the service, it is free. And it just gives you a sense of basically the bigger picture. Let's kick off with the first slide. As if by magic, we've got the Dow Global Index. It's a weekly chart. They're basically suggesting Dow Jones Global Index is testing resistance at the 325 area. Follow through above 325 would complete an inverted scallop with a target of 355. Now, I've never heard of the inverted scallop, but I guess that's a bullish signal. Momentum troughs above zero, indicating trend strength. So nice looking chart, Zach.
Yeah, and we tested the old early 2016 resistance around 315 just a couple of weeks back. So that gives the whole thing a rather stronger appearance. You'd also say that really the worst you'd expect now is sideways, otherwise strongly up. So those are the two scenarios that seem to be on the cards at the moment.
Excellent. Let's move swiftly on to the next slide. The S&P 500. Medium-term selling pressure is the headline. The S&P 500 is rising gradually in an upward flag formation. Reversal below 2150 would warn of a retest of the 2100 area. Declining Twiggs money flow warns of medium-term selling pressure. Breakout above 2200 is unlikely at present, would offer an upside target of 2400. So they're seeing some selling pressure. I'm surprised by that.
Well, you had the gaps to the downside. There's the gap down at the beginning of the month, or beginning of last month rather, which should have taken the market down. It's still holding in a sort of sideways pattern below that gap, which is interesting. Normally, you'd expect it to totally collapse after that. You even had a two-day island reversal as well. That gap up and then gap down. So I think we're in a sideways. Probably sideways is the way I would look at it. The problem is here that unless we get below 2120, really, you've got to be favouring the trend rather than trying to look for a top.
Picking a top. Okay, let's move swiftly on to the third one. Dow Jones Industrials averages potential for further decline below the 18,000, the round number. Testing support at the 18,000 area. Bearish divergence on the money flow flags long-term selling pressure again. Breach of 18,000 would warn a test of the primary support at 17,000. Let's move on to the next one. NYMEX WTI crude consolidation ahead, reads the headline. Chairman calls for a fake deal and explains that OPEC could not afford to come away from Algiers empty-handed. In terms of the charts, breakout above 50 would signal a primary uptrend, but respect is more likely once the market gets past the headlines and would suggest further consolidation between 40 and 50. Quite a boring chart.
Well, not boring to me. I mean, we've got that inverted head and shoulders really over that last week with the left shoulder around last summer of 2015, right shoulder summer of this year around the 40 level. So the 40 level is coming in as a support. We had a gap higher earlier in the summer here, and we filled the gap and we're back up again. So I think you've got to give it the benefit of the doubt on the upside, especially while we hold above, let's say, 45.
So you're thinking bullish things on this contract?
Yes. I mean, the easiest thing, obviously, is to wait for 50 to break, which everybody will be doing. Yep. But as it stands, it looks quite constructive.
Understood. Let's wrap up with the last slide. Gold loses direction. Short retracement indicates that support at $1,300 an ounce is strong. Breakout above 1,350 would signal a fresh advance with an upside target of 1,450. Breach of support, however, is less likely to be warned of a test of primary support at 1,200. So lots of ifs and buts. Sideways market.
Sideways market, just I think tiring out the bulls, really. Probably too many people were long of it going into the summer. I think it's just a matter of they're trying to just shake people out, bore people to death before the next move upwards. We haven't broken 13. We've tested it many times. That is a very strong market to me.
So it's a strong market.
It's a strong market.
Zach Mir, thank you very much. That wraps this segment up. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.